From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from artist Lisa Nelson Robb. Lisa joins us to talk about her exhibit entitled Still Point, on display at the Peoria Art Guild now through the end of July. Lisa, welcome to Out and About.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be with you today, Jen.
Lisa, let's start out talking about the title of the exhibit, Still Point, and some of the thoughts and influences and inspirations that you worked through as you created the body of work.
Still Point refers to a place of pause, of being able to take a break, to induce calm, to release stress, and the rest and regeneration that feeds, that strengthens our nervous system. And because I've been a weaver and textile artist, this idea of making webs or interlacing networks has always been pretty interesting to me. I think that I'm still in relationship to determining what this work is about. And when I thought of the references of weaving and lace work and interlacing, it just never occurred to me that I'd start doing work that was this quiet. And it, what comes up in me is this ability to feel like I'm allowing myself to be in the context of what it's like to be in rain, or to feel a calm sense of a body of water, or the expansion of the horizon, something that's just a contemplative place to be.
One of the things that I hope people do after they listen to this interview is to actually go to your website, lisanelsonrobb.com, and to see your past bodies of work that you've done, because it's a beautiful contrast to what is on display at the Art Guild right now. And I was really struck by all of the color, all of the messaging, and all of the specific narratives that were coming out of, you know, the past work. And then you see what's on display at the Art Guild, and it does immediately put you in a place of leaning in and listening and looking for, almost looking into the pieces that you've created. And as you said, there's some contemplativeness that's built into this exhibit, and some quietness. And right now, there's a need for that.
Well, I just have to admit, I'm trained as an art therapist. I've worked as a therapist and a yoga teacher for several decades. And that's what I have found, that when I allow stillness, even for a moment, even for a breath, it can allow just enough opening that there's another possibility to occur. And also that the sense of letting go, of allowing this fragility of not being who we've been, then we can open to be something else. We can be something new.
And as you're creating the pieces themselves, did you find yourself also going into that quiet space and actually experiencing some of that stillness as you created the work?
Yeah, it's I love the thinking more about the whole eastern side of our planet and some of the Japanese work in this very contemplative layer after layer, and that to be present to just, well, what is this, and how soft is it? How soft is it to work with something that's fragile, that could break? The paper can become disintegrated. I use acrylic medium then over it to kind of seal it together. Some of the works have layers of paper so that you can see through the paper. The paper becomes translucent with the acrylic mediums. And so there's a little fragility there between how much can I work with it and move the thread when it's wet, and not destroy the paper, and so keep the integrity, and keep that kind of very soft. But there's fragility, and I have to try it, see what's going to happen, you know?
And on the whole, the pieces are fairly large in scale, even though they're quite fragile in the materials that are being used.
So some of the pieces, the largest pieces, there's two diptychs. They're about roughly 6 feet wide by a little over 6 feet tall. And because of my textile background, I've used other modes of supporting them. So I do use stabilizers and iron-ons and lots of hidden agendas too, so that you can't really see how they're hung up. And some of the pieces are just paper, and some of them, I think some of the smallest ones are like 12 inches wide, and then they're much larger from that. But allowing that big field of activity, that kind of, it's a little wider than our vision, so we can be in the context of the presence of it.
What are the takeaways that you're hoping the people that come to the exhibit will have, knowing that now instead of just a virtual engagement, they actually get a present engagement? They get to actually interact with the art itself.
I'm hoping that they just take the time to be in a space that's more about silence than the incessant, unrelenting information that we are fed constantly, and especially now that we're on the internet all the time and we're constantly getting messaging and what's the news of the day, and the repetition of all of that information can be overwhelming, and to allow just a little less to come in and to share a little tenderness in not even being able to know exactly what we're finding, to allow ourselves to have a little edge of investigating something that's internal.
That was Lisa Nelson-Robb talking about her exhibit entitled Still Point, which will remain on display at the Peoria Art Guild through the end of July. An opening reception will be held tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. as part of First Friday. 17 people will be allowed to enter the gallery in 30-minute increments to see the exhibit. Masks will be required and social distancing practiced. You can sign up for a time slot by calling 309-267-2056 or by visiting peoriaartguild.org. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, you can visit our events calendar at artspartners.net. Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.